ओम शांति।
आज सतगुरुवार के दिन,
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु,
स्नेह भरी यादें लेकर,
कैरिंग एवरीवन्स लविंग रिमेम्बरेंसेस विद मायसेल्फ एज आई रीच द सटल रीजन,
वतन में क्या देखती हूँ कि एक बहुत सुंदर पुष्पक विमान है।
I saw a very beautiful पुष्पक विमान, flying vehicle,
बाबा,
in which were बाबा,
एडवांस पार्टी के दादियाँ,
the दादीज ऑफ एडवांस पार्टी,
और वो विमान बहुत ऊंचाई पर है,
and the vehicle was at a very high position.
बच्चे खड़े हुए थे,
many many brothers and sisters were already emerged in the subtle region and they were looking at this pushpak viman, they were looking at baba,
और बाबा ने ऐसे हाथ हिलाया,
बाबा just waved his hand,
पुष्पों की वर्षा रहे उनके ऊपर एक एक के पास,
and it was as though flowers started showering on the children and each one was receiving a blessing. They were very pleased to receive these blessings. Baba then said, come children, come fly up and come here. The father is going to take all of you on a tour. So the children asked Baba, how can we come up? Baba, you come down to us. Baba then said, Baba has invited the children today and you have come here on the father's invitation and Baba is going to take all of you on a tour. Baba then signaled with his hands and a pushpak viman appeared in front of each child. Baba then said, in the golden age, all of you will have your own individual vehicles, flying vehicles. But at the confluence age, Baba is sending this vehicle to provide experiences to each child. So continue to fly in this and carry out the task of giving sakash to the whole world, of giving blessings to the world. So each one, pushpak viman appeared in front of each child and each one tried to enter the vehicle through the door, the gate. And for some, the door wasn't opening. So Baba asked them to pay attention. And on the door was written, may you be introverted. So as they stabilized themselves in that stage of introversion, they became that form of introversion. The door of the pushpak viman opened and the child went and sat on their seat. As soon as the children sat on their seats, what started happening was the seat started shaking. There was a lot of fluctuation. They were moving up and down. Baba then said, children, wear your belt. So the children said, there isn't any belt. What do we use? How can we wear it? They then saw that there was a belt and on it was written, determined thoughts and faith. For some, the belt was not even visible. For some, the belt was only going halfway. They were not able to hold on to it. Baba then explained, this is the thread of God's love. Anytime you start fluctuating in your faith, as soon as you start fluctuating in your faith, then that thread of love disappears. So the belt is that thread of God's love. So have faith in it and pay attention to your determined thoughts. So now Baba then said, all of you start flying. And as they start to fly, there was just one button that they had to press to make the vehicle fly. And on the button was written, May you be Mahadani, a great bestower, and in your angelic form. Baba then explained, angels don't stay at one spot, they continue to go on a tour and they continue to share blessings. So at the confluence age, the children have to aim to exercise, have this exercise of the angelic form. Sometimes they get entangled in things, they make themselves heavy, and so they're not able to experience this angelic form. So time is now telling you, children, to remain beyond all other matters, remain light. Stabilize yourself in that angelic form, experience blessings for yourself and enable others to experience blessings in their lives. So when the Pushpak Viman started to fly, after flying a bit, the children started to see clouds in front of them. They started to get confused. What do we do? They then see a small star sparkling in between the clouds. So that star represented the practice of staying in silence and experiencing the powerful stage. Baba then explained that the clouds are the clouds of fear. Even now, the children have all these thoughts of fear and entanglements and confusion. As the time comes closer to the final stage, situations that confuse you and disillusion you will come. People who disillusion you, confuse you, deceive you will come in front of you and they divert your mind. So they are in full force, but what do the children have to do? With the power of silence, practice your original stage, remain bound in the thread of God's love. The more you concentrate on the point, that star, all the clouds will disappear. So as this happened, the clouds dispersed and they could see, visualize the sun in full form, the rays of the sun and scenes of the future world. Baba then took all the children onto a mountain and from that mountain they could see scenes of the new world. Baba then said, time is moving ahead very fast. So along with time, situations that disillusion you will come in full force. And along with that, the five elements, nature is also ready to bring about transformation. So what do the children have to do? With the strength of the power of silence, remember the powers that Baba has given you through the power of spirituality, make yourself complete in that and give sakash to the whole world. Baba then asked, who has come today? I then said that the children, as Baba knows, I told his children have come to Madhuban. Baba then said, yes, dearly beloved children have come to Madhuban. They have great zeal and enthusiasm. They have come from such a place, Hyderabad, that is known as IT hub. So externally, in terms of the world, there's a lot of progress happening from that place. These children also are dearly beloved. They have great enthusiasm, they've taken on the responsibility to reveal the Father, glorify the Father. So Baba emerged the whole Bhatti group and gave them a lot of love. Baba said, you've come from the IT city, isn't it? So tell the children, always pay attention that I am a trustee. IT, I am a trustee of God's service. Baba has given us the responsibility to do this service. And just as externally that place is making so much progress, similarly make yourself complete in your inner stage. Make the family very strong and unified. Spread the rays of God's glorification and God's love all around, but especially go into the practice of silence. Baba gave a lot of love to the children. I then offered bhog to Baba. While emerging the children again, Baba said, "Today you have come on the father's invitation and so Baba is going to feed all of you himself." Baba gave each one a blessing as well. Baba then said, "These are the dearly beloved children. They are the ones who are going to fulfill the father's pure wishes. But emerge the vibrations of strengthening the family, giving love to all. You receive different kinds of service through which you are glorifying the Father and giving the experience of Baba to all." Baba emerged everyone in the subtle region and Baba was swinging everyone in the swings of happiness today. There were several who had offered bhog for Baba. Baba emerged all those souls as well and gave remembrances for all of them too. I then returned. Om Shanti.